For the third year in a row, water levels on Lake Ontario are well above average. Scientists aren't sure whether this indicates a new normal, but if it is, what does that mean for people living along the shoreline? Veronica Volk spoke with some people who live on the lake about why they stay there, despite its dangers.
I love the lake.
What is it about the lake that you love?
It's hypnotic. It really is.
Carol Rodas has been living on the south shore of Lake Ontario for 55 years.
I joke with people. I tell them they're going to have to carry me out feet first.
So, why is that?
Because I really like living here.
Like a lot of people along the south shore, she lived through flooding in 2017 that dumped water into her home, compromised the sewage system in her neighborhood, and damaged her property.
So if it continues kind of to be like that, would that force you out?
I would have to wait and see.
The water level of Lake Ontario is higher than average right now, and residents have blamed it on poor management and regulation. But there might be another factor. Karen Gleason is a climatologist at NOAA.
The one thing that seems pretty clear amongst scientists is that in a warming world, we anticipate seeing increased precipitation rates.
Gleason says, in general, air in warming climates can hold more moisture. And over the last few years, the Great Lakes region has seen more rain than usual. The two aren't necessarily related. It's too early to tell. But high levels or not, people on the lake are used to their fair share of storms. Gary Zears lives on Edgemere Drive in Greece. He's a lake lifer, and he was living with his parents during one storm in 1973 that he remembers vividly.
The waves were pounding up against the house. We had to put boards up against, sandbags, the drums to stop the waves, and then that helped somewhat. But the whole house would shake every time a wave would come and hit.
Storms like this, Zier says, have been few and far between. But Gleason also points out that in a changing global climate, extreme weather events may become more common.
So the really heavy downpours and rainfalls that might cause flash flooding, that sort of thing.
So if the potential for heavier storms and more frequent flooding is there, why stay? Bobby Jones lives on Newco Drive in Hamlin and has been spending summers there since he was a kid.
Can I just tell you?
You don't get it until you come down here in the summer, and everybody on the shoreline with their families and having their bonfires and the boats going around and just the things that, you know, life is all about.
That may be why so many families do choose to stay, despite the risk. And the southern shore of Lake Ontario isn't the only region that's changing. Gleason says if people want to stay, their best bet is to be as prepared as possible.
There are a number of ways that communities can prepare for what we anticipate seeing, and then they're in a lot better shape because they were proactive rather than reactive.
For now, residents along the South Shore are largely responsible for their own resiliency plans. Like Carol Myrick, who's lived on the lake her whole life. She says she and her husband have to line their property with sandbags when the floods come, and even that isn't enough to keep the water out. And yet...
I mean, it's so pretty out there. Gotta admit,
it really is pretty. Even though it's trying to come in your house, it's still pretty.
In Rochester, I'm Veronica Volk for WRVO News.